Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead, Anna.
Okay.
You start us off in prayer. You could go on and pray.
Yes, ma'am. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We come to serve you in many ways, Lord, and we just thank you for the Master's call once again, Father God, for the founders of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you, Father, that we're able to wake up this morning and just say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the birds and the sunshine, and we thank you for this day that you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for the products. We thank you for our health and our wellness, Lord. We thank you for the words that come out of our mouths, the eyes that we have, Lord God, the breath that we breath, that we breathe because of you, Father God. We could do nothing without you. And I pray this morning for the speaker of the hour, Lord. I pray that you give them nothing but a rhema word, a word that comes from you, Father God. And I thank you for the time that I'm spending with you right now, Father, and my sisters and my brothers of this call, Lord. Thank you for the Master's call. Thank you for just giving us the opportunity to come together as a family, Lord, a family that is under your umbrella, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, that we're able to just say thank you. And so, Father, as we begin this call, I just give it all to you. Move anything that's not of you, Father God. Make that path straight. And we thank you for loving us this morning. And we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Back to the host. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Anna. I tell you, you did a marvelous job this morning. We so love and appreciate you. I tell you, stepping out on faith and knowing that God can use you as a chosen vessel. And I tell you, thank you so much for the powerful prayer that you rendered as unto the Lord this morning for us. Again, thank you. God bless you all. Good morning, good morning, my TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I know we all are excited about that wonderful lady that greeted and seated us this morning out of San Antonio, Texas, Minister Anna Wallace, and we thank God for her. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with the word of God, Psalms 88:13, we are saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website you can always go to, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, like Minister Anna, is to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter or as a host, which is what I'm doing, or you may even have a word from the Lord, send your requests and information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together? This awesome, awesome, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International that was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And we are now under Artist Life, where the best products on this side of heaven are being rendered to so many across the nation and around the world To get more information, get with the person that invited you to this call. Now, even after this call, we have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday at 7:30 Central Time, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday, where the Flanagans, our Queen Victoria, will be giving vital information on diabetes. So share with someone to get on this call. That number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, also, some excitement is taking place because all roads are gearing and heading to Houston, Texas for the regional conference that will be held July 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Marriott South down by the Hy-Vee Airport. You definitely want to be in the places. Not too late to sign up and be there. And I tell you, some great information is going to take place. Fellowship is going to be in the midst, and Sunday morning, a wonderful, wonderful anointed and appointed service is going to be taking place with our very own minister, Edith Byrd. She will render the word of God to us, and I tell you, you definitely don't want to miss this event. That's July 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Marriott South in Houston, Texas, by Hy-Vee Airport, you guys, Hy-Vee Airport. Now, we're going to get out of the way because we definitely want to hear a word from the Lord. I'm telling you, this woman of God is such a blessing to the masses. She is a sister indeed to me. I love and appreciate her. She has blessed so many people. We call her our songbird. This woman of God, I tell you, has been a blessing to her community, her surroundings, as well as being a mother who has raised her son to the point where he is a young man of God who honors the Lord. And we thank God for a woman of integrity, a woman of purpose, a woman who stands on God's word, adheres to God's word, and is a doer of God's word. We thank God for this woman of God who works diligently on her job in Culver City in the transportation department. She is also a designer that I didn't know she was. I tell you, she has many gifts that God has placed upon her. We love and appreciate her for being who she is in the Lord. And she is our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale from California, Southern California, out there on that West Coast. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here. Prayer General, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, our Prayer General, for hosting the call this morning in excellence. Thank you so much for introducing me. And to Minister Anna, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call family. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us, and for everyone who has come on this line this morning. Mother Oliver and Minister Benita were the first ones to greet me on the line this morning. And Mother Oliver, I tell Mother Oliver, it was all in my lane this morning and where God has me going this morning. And she just talked about her testimonies in the morning. You guys have to get on there a little bit early. But, you know, she talks about the goodness and being grateful and being thankful of how good the Lord is. And it just, you know, my spirit just, you know, went up like several different levels just reflecting on that. And I would not even be able to be here, first of all, without God, who is truly the head of my life. And then I thank God so much for the co-founders of the Master's Call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And I, as I always say, and I say this from the depth of my heart, if it was not for you being obedient to the will of God over almost 8 years ago, just think about that. October the 25th, we will be embarking upon our 8th year here on the Master's Call. And if they did not say yes to it, then our lives would not be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So I am truly grateful for you two phenomenal and powerful women of God for saying yes to the Master's. And to my sisters who I serve with here on the Master's Call, and no, it's not a women's group. If there's any men who are under the sound of my voice, then we invite you to join us. And sure enough, you could host and be a greeter as well. But we're all, you know, supposed to serve and unto God and go where he wants to go and do what he would have to do, which gets me into my message this morning. But Father, I just thank you just for waking us up into another wonderful Wednesday. I thank you, God, for this 27th day of June 2018 as we are embarking upon the last 4 days of June, which will be the completion of the 6th month of the year and also positioning us into the 7th month of this year, which will be the beginning of the 3rd quarter. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will increase in Tiffany Parise Lauderdale as I decrease, that your word and the message that you have put forth in me will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and oh, some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, hallelujah, they outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask one question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes I could not see, so I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this world could ever be. He's been good to me. All of my tears away, turns my midnight into day. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I want to say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. To God be the glory. The message this morning is, I won't complain. I won't complain. As I was sitting at work on yesterday, God was really speaking to me all day, and he said, just pay attention, Tiffany. I need you to pay attention because a lot of things are going on in the world right now, but they're only distractions. They're only distractions to see how focused are you on me? How focused are you on my goodness? How focused are you on my plan, my purpose, and the promises that I have for your life? Notice how many people around you, when you say God morning to them, they say good morning back to you. And then the next thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, it's too hot outside. Oh, I don't feel good today. Oh, I'm just miserable today. Why are you so happy today? Because it is not that much happiness going on in the world. Well, the devil is a liar. I came today to tell you that you do not have anything to complain about. You have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for, so much to give God the praise. If you woke up this morning and you are under the sound of my voice, then nothing in your mouth should be a complaint, but you should be grateful. You should be thankful for everything that God has done. And if you have the ability to open up your mouth, to open up your eyes, to get up out of your bed, to walk around, to be in good health, to be in a good spirit, then there is nothing for you to complain about. Hallelujah. Philippians 2 and 14 says, do all things without grumbling or disputing. And then when you get some time, read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. I'm not going to read through the whole chapter and all those verses, but I'm asking you to. But right now, I'm just going to say, do all things. It does not say in his word, do a few things, do some things. It says, do all things without grumbling and disputing. Do you know how, just that negative, grumbling, complaining spirit can zap all of the positive energy out that is around you? My goal every day when I walk out of this house is to serve God's people in excellence. In excellence. And excellence does not require me complaining and grumbling about what I feel. And that's the main thing that gets us in trouble, that gets us, you know, into the disobey God zone is because of how I feel. Oh, I feel this way, or I feel this person did this, or that person did that. It does not matter what they do to you. And I'm the biggest person who has had that issue, you know, wondering about people's expectations of me. Why do we worry so much about what somebody else has to say when they have no earthly good for us? But God does. And he says, do all things without complaining, without murmuring, without being grumpy. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Are you the person that always walks into work and the people say, oh, no, here he comes or here she comes? She always got something to complain about. She always got something bad to say. Is that you? Take a look in the mirror today. Let's do a spiritual self-check this morning. And of course, you know, I love words and I love to give you definitions. So the word complain is a verb. It says express dissatisfaction or annoyance about a state of affairs or an event. A state that one is suffering from a pain or other symptom of illness. A state of grievance. Synonyms are protest, grumble, criticize, find fault, speak out, kick up a fuss, raise a stink, a belly ache, a moan, a beep, a gripe, sound off. So if any of those synonyms are something that you're doing, stop it today and don't complain about it. The challenge that the Lord has given me, again, this is the 27th day of June, 2018. It is 4 days. We are today, which is Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, The next day will be Friday. The next day will be Saturday, the 30th of June, which is the last day of June of 2018, which is the last day of the sixth month of the year, which means that we are halfway through. And if we reflect back to these 6 months of this year, how many times have we complained about things versus being thankful for the things that God has done? So the challenge is, beginning today, to not complain about anything. And remember me saying this, and if my voice has to be on replay, let it replay in your head, to not complain. So the next 4 days, today through Saturday, do not complain about anything, but be thankful and be grateful for everything. Anna said that God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If we have that in front of us, we shouldn't have nothing to complain about, because even in the places that are dark in our life, God works everything out for our good, and he is the light in our time of darkness. Each one of you are a light in this world of darkness. Wherever you go, you will shine brightly because you are the light. But if you're murmuring and complaining, you're dimming the light. So be the light. Be the light. James 5:9 says, do not grumble against one another. Again, let me say that again. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. So don't worry about what people have to say about you. Just know that God says in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you, which means that he has your back. In Psalms 106, it recounts the history of how the people of Israel grumbled and complained against God after they left Egypt. And when you look in verses 24 through 27 of that Psalm 106, instead of trusting God's promise, the people of Israel, they complained and they murmured and they missed out on the promise and blessing of God just because of the position that they're in. Make sure that you are positioned and prospered and positioned and postured to receive the promises of God. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up. Do not tear down nobody. Don't tear down nobody. My grandma used to say, if you cannot say anything good about somebody, then keep your mouth shut. Like Dr. Vanessa say, practice the SUM ministry, S-U-M, shut up ministry. Practice that. Just don't say anything. As fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So work on building one another up. Watch what you say to your children. Watch what you say to your spouses. Watch what you say to your brothers and sisters. Watch what you say to your business partners, and watch your tone and watch your attitude. Watch your language, your body language. Pay attention to you first before you start pointing fingers at somebody else, because that thumb points right back at you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all, and I'm going to say capital A-L-L, circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So TMC family, we don't have anything to complain about. Go out with a heart filled of gratefulness and thanksgiving the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th day of June. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a setup, because starting the 7th month of the year and throughout the rest of the year, your life will be so much better in the name of Jesus than it was in these days that have passed. And so I thank God and decree and declare that the best days are ahead of us and the worst days are somewhere else, but they're not ahead of us. So go out with anticipation and expectation, as you and I will not complain, that greater things and newer things are happening for us in 2018. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Well, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message. I won't complain. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction after prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning with a new dimension, a new revelation, a newness, Father God, restoring us with the breath of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us this far, Lord God. And by faith, we're standing on your word, knowing that you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that you've given us already through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you that we won't complain because we have the victory. We thank you for this woman of God who have profoundly given us the message, Lord God, that we won't complain. Because, Lord God, you said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We thank you, Lord God, that this woman of God has blessed us. And we ask you, Father, that you pour virtues of blessings on top of blessings on her and her son and all those that concern her. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening her and keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are on this call this morning. We ask that you can complete the work that you've begun in them, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they will go today with a new revelation, knowing, God, that your word is true. And you told us when we know the truth will make us free. We thank you, Father, that the faith that we have is not the faith of men. Our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And we glorify you, Father, for that resurrection power being instilled in each and every one of us. So we speak to those that are having health challenges this morning. We say you are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We call on Jehovah Rapha, and we thank you, Father God, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, Father God, that those that are going through bereavement, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you comfort them and strengthen them, Lord God, like no other can. And we know, Father God, that you have instilled in us the faith, a measure of faith, that we know that you're still in the midst of it all. Father God, we may fall by the wayside sometimes, but we know, hallelujah, you're more than able to lift us up. So we thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. And we speak your word over the conference, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that it is done. Everything is in place. Lord God, those that are traveling to and from, we ask you, Father, for your angels to be around them. We thank you for those that will be presenting, Lord God, for being anointed, for the anointing that you placed on them. We thank you, Father God, for even the service. It will be as unto you, Father God. We thank you for the precious word that's going to come forth through Minister Edith Byrd. And we glorify you, Father, for all the blessings that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, you definitely want to share this message with someone today. And that replay number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. 677-pound. And by all means, you definitely want to join the morning motivational call coming up next with the Flanagans. Our Queen Victoria will be talking. The topic on Awareness Wednesday is diabetes. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, we thank you so much all for joining us this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Anna Wallace, for seating and greeting everyone and starting us off with that profound profound prayer and the message that you given even in your prayer. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for the message that you have given us this morning. I won't complain. Thank God for you. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, Lord, bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be upon us and that you would keep us from all evil and that we may not cause any pain. And as we go through this day and as we go through each and every day, God, you walk with us, you guide us, as we will not complain, as we will not murmur, but as we will be thankful, that we will be grateful, and we will rejoice for everything that is going on in our lives is working out for our good and for your glory. And these things we decree and declare. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Have an awesome and wonderful Wednesday, TMC family. I love you. God loves you best. And we'll hear you back on the line at this divine and appointed time on tomorrow. Be awesome in this day. Goodbye for now.